Yeah, Akeem Hicks, who had a couple of quarterback sacks and three quarterback hits after the Bears lose today, 23-17. Welcome back to Bears Game Night Live. Lou, Tom, and Jeff. And Tom, plenty of reasons to be happy about the way this defense played today.
Yeah, I mean, they played against a good offense, and they played really good defensive football, and it's nice to see there's a lot of depth that got involved. And when you look at these plays, you know, Sam Macho is the instigator on these plays. He plays great outside contain, forces the running back to the edge, and then Kyle Fuller comes up and makes a big hit. Then they see the second replay again, Sam Macho on the outside. He's able to play contain against the offensive tackle and stretch that play all the way to the sideline. And here, Bryce Callahan off the edge. Now the offensive tackle, he sets Akeem Hicks free. Are you kidding me? So now he takes more effort to try to block a defensive back and lets a big 315-pounder go. And Akeem made the most out of it. I love that call by Vic Fangio. Being able to use a variety of personnel up front and keep teams guessing makes it difficult for the next team to prepare because they have a lot of little details that they have to go over.
That cracked me up a little bit. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're going to let Akeem Hicks right now. He's playing probably the best ball of his career.
A guy that's 6'7", 300-pound plus is going to go after Bryce
Keep
Callahan.
Doing it, folks. Keep letting Akeem go.
Front seven as a whole looked good. I mean, even with a guy like Danny Trevathan, who wasn't out there.
He stood up the backs, and he stuck his feet in the ground and made some really good fundamental tackles. So that was important, too, no question.